The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Did you know that if you started reading the day you were born, all the laws passed by the national government, you could not read them all in a lifetime? No one knows how many laws there are. Law has become so complicated that even the lawyers and judges don't know what's there. Why has this happened? Or perhaps you're asking, well, so what? How does that affect me? Well, I assure you, it affects you a great deal. Once you have so many laws on the books that the average man doesn't know what the law requires of him, he no longer can be sure of his natural God-given rights. He lives in confusion as to what his rights and responsibilities are. Furthermore, a judge who interprets the law to him could tell him things that are not true, and the individual would have no way to argue his rights with that judge. Thus, a people can move into tyranny, being ruled by a handful of judges who conspire to make the law say what they want it to. This is why our founders taught that laws should be simple, and that the number of laws on the books should be few. Thomas Jefferson summed it up about as well as it can be. He stated, quote, "Laws are made for men of ordinary understanding, and should therefore be made by the ordinary rules of common sense." So law must be kept simple so the average person can understand it. Otherwise, we lose our liberty, which means we lose our God-given right to take the gospel of the kingdom of Christ to the next generation. Yes, complicated law affects you and me a great deal. So what can we do to change this vast number of complicated laws on our law books? First, we must learn civil law the way God teaches it. We do this by reading completely through the Bible as our method of studying it. If we read it from Genesis to Revelation as our regular method, we will discover, along with all the other truth God has written for us to know, His reason for and method of doing civil government. Then we will recognize bad law when we see it printed and being debated. This will enable us to use our influence to make sure only good laws are passed. Secondly, we must return to teaching in our churches God's view of law and civil government. This is a part of declaring the whole counsel of God, as the Apostle Paul said. It's a part of growing into the mature man Ephesians talks about and says each believer should become. We simply must rediscover what God teaches in the Bible about law and government, or we will soon live as slaves to a dictator. It's that simple. Again, it was Thomas Jefferson who warned us, "Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty." The word govern means to control. Government will control us. That's unavoidable. This is why we must learn to recognize when civil law is from God and when it's from Satan. And there is no middle ground. It comes from either one or the other. God's civil law will make us free. Satan's civil law will bring us into terrible bondage and keep the next generation from hearing the truth. The Bible says, "Choose you this day whom you will serve." Whose control do you want to live under? That of Jesus Christ or that of Satan? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.